98.1 KZE. It is MK with ya, and with us in the studio, we've got Mountain Laurel Ellis from Catskill Bicycle Supply. Mountain, it's been a while. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, MK?
I'm good. I'm going to scoot you just a little bit closer to that microphone. I'm sorry. I should have told you beforehand. We're talking about shopping small for the holidays. We've got you guys on the KZE gift guide on the newsletter this week, and I was looking at your website. There is so much to choose from. You know, you think Catskill Bicycle Supply, obviously you can go in and get somebody a new road bike for Christmas and they would appreciate it. But there was a pizza cutter.
Oh, yeah.
There was there was a Catskill trail map.
Yeah.
There was, what other stuff are you proud of for the holidays this year?
Yeah, so we've got a lot going on. We try to cater to not just bicycle folks, but people who are interested in the outdoors in general.
Yeah.
And being kind of that community center for that stuff. So we have, we've got maps and we've got route guides and we've got, the pizza cutter is a funny one, but it's by a major bicycle tool company. So it's kind of funny to see it and
Bicycle shaped.
It's bicycle shaped.
Yeah.
I have one at home. I use it often.
Do you make a lot of pizzas?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a lot of overlap between the cycling community and the home chef community?
Maybe. I would say just eating food.
Sure.
Eating food, but that can get expensive unless you're making it at home.
So, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Coffee. We like coffee and beer and board games and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff at the shop for kind of everybody.
Yeah. And apparel, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do a lot of specialized cycling clothing? Is there I imagine there's gear.
Mm-hmm.
As a skier myself, I know there's endless gear rabbit holes I can go down. Is it the same for cycling?
Yeah, same thing. We've got jerseys and stuff for winter cycling. We've got it's similar to maybe cross country skiing apparel where it's not all of it is form fitting, but it's meant to be, water resistant, wind resistant, keep you warm, but not too warm because you're also building up a sweat.
It's tough. Yeah. Any kind of outdoor, strenuous winter activity, you have to really think about that. You might think I'm just going to throw on my fuzziest sweater, but sweat will ultimately make you cold.
Yeah, for sure. Hypothermia is no joke. So having the right gear. I've definitely ridden in Carhartts and a Bill Cosby kind of sweater.
Uh-huh.
That works, but it's better to have gear, right?
Yeah.
That's meant to wick sweat away and not freeze you out. So we've got gear for casual cyclists who want to get out on a kind of nicer day this winter or, summertime stuff. We've still got that. And then commuters who want to just be cozy and get to work and not be freezing and cold.
And the best thing about shopping at a place like Catskill Bicycle Supply is, it's staffed by folks like you who know what they're talking about, know the products, know kind of the practicality, have probably used most of them, and can help steer you in the right direction. So if somebody comes in and says, hey, my sister-in-law is a hardcore cyclist and she's doing this and that, you can probably help point them in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. I've been in the bike industry for 20 years, both as a mechanic and retail buyer. And yeah, I use the stuff. I rode professionally for years and know me and the rest of the staff are really well trained and passionate about the stuff. That's why we do it.
Yeah.
It's about passion and we love sharing our knowledge with people. So that's kind of the hub we're trying to create there is a community, knowledge share.
Yeah. I remember that about the last time we spoke that something I really liked about the shop was that you are really all about making cycling accessible and getting more people into the sport. And of course, as we know, it's not just great for you. It's great for the environment to bike more than drive your car if you can.
Totally.
So the more people that get into it, the better, really. How has it been going? Have you had a lot of new people coming in and joining some of your group rides?
Yeah. So group rides ended in with daylight savings because it's dark days are upon us. We've had a good show up for our community rides, our social rides. We have had a few customers ditch cars recently.
Nice.
Which has been really freaking cool. We sell bikes by Aventon and Specialized and Cannondale. And they make these cargo bikes. So we have two customers that are yeah, ditch the car and are riding to the grocery store and riding to work and transporting their little ones on the back of these things. It's pretty, pretty cool.
More of that. Do you know, maybe we talked about this last time, but are they the mamacharis? Is that what they call them? The Japanese like cargo bikes? Mm. They're like really simple, like one or two speed, but you see them all around Japan and they're called mamachari, I think, because they were popularized by like stay at home moms who just like were riding these bikes around and like, you know, they'd have their kids on the back and the little basket for the groceries and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
I love that. I think we were maybe talking about that.
Yeah, I want one.
Yes, totally. We can get these like Dutch cargo bikes too. They're, I think they're called bike fiets, and they have this like huge, almost like pickup bed in the front of the bike, which is really cool. So load up the kids, go to the hardware store. Yeah. And it's, besides bikes, like, so we do have a lot of bikes in stock at the moment. And some sales on hybrids and e-bikes and stuff like that. Little too late to order things to get them here in time for Christmas.
Thank especially. You for your honesty.
Yeah, like it just is. You know, we get stuff out of coming out of Ohio, and we might be able to get something, but it'd be kind of skin of our teeth.
But plenty to choose from in stock right
so we've
now.
We've got stuff in stock, and also if we don't have like the right size or color that you're looking for, we could certainly like lend you a bike to give as a gift and then bring it in to exchange it for the right thing.
Lovely.
Yeah. And yeah.
So speaking of, you know, getting somebody a gift when you're not 100% sure what they want, gift cards, always a great option. Yeah. And you have a really cool special running on gift cards right now. Will you tell us about it?
Totally. Yeah. So we're adding 20% to the value of the gift card. So if you buy a gift card for $100, you know, the recipient will be able to spend 120 in the store. And that's for, so gift cards are great for everything in the store. I know sometimes like giving a gift card is like, I don't know, maybe not thought of as being as thoughtful.
I think especially for a specialized hobby like cycling, where maybe you know that your friend or your family member loves cycling and you don't know thing one about it. Mm-hmm. Like I love a gift card to, you know, my hobby that I can just go and get what I want.
Totally. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. Like the gift card's great. We, and you know, it could be for a loved one. It could also be for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to, you know, if you know you're looking at a new gear purchase or helmets or shoes or even a bicycle, like getting that gift card for yourself.
Save a little money.
Like not a, you know, I don't want to give you all the cheat codes, but that's certainly one I would use. So, the gift cards are great. And also, I was thinking on the way here how my family, we don't, like the adults, we don't really give gifts as much. But like experiential gifts are great.
Yeah.
Also, consumable gifts are really awesome.
Agreed.
So I was thinking about like, wow, how cool would it be to get a gift card for someone who, you know, can rent a bike from us and it would cover the cost of the rental for a day. And we're always like being the bike shop. We're always like playing tour guide as well for people coming through. Like we know all the good spots for coffee and food and beautiful waterfalls, swimming holes. So we can kind of plan a route for them and send them out on a rental. I've done it with people, where I've, you know, taken someone who's not a cyclist out on an e-bike and explored the city or explored the town.
Yeah.
It's a really great way to just, yeah, it doesn't have to be a competitive thing. It doesn't have to be a show of fitness.
It doesn't have to be 50 miles uphill.
It doesn't have to be. Yeah.
It can be.
You can ride from our shop 3 miles to Olana and have a picnic. Or you can ride, you know, 7 miles to Hudson and shop Warren Street or whatever. Yeah.
Beautiful. That's a great idea.
It is. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Catskill Bicycle Supply. No, hey, don't be humble. I want to talk a little bit about this Sunday, too, because I know the winter solstice stroll is happening. Are you going to be open for that event?
Yeah, we'll be there. Normally, Sundays in the wintertime are closing at 4, but we'll be there. They close the main street of Catskill down, and they'll have like bonfires lining the streets. That was actually my introduction to Catskill, moving back here 3 years ago. Before we had decided on a location, I had come down for the winter solstice and walked around and met all these awesome shop owners and yeah, just wound up like staying late and chatting with a bunch of people. It's super fun.
Yeah. So the winter solstice kind of started it all for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And we're going to be there too. KZE will be broadcasting live, I think from 3 to 7 or something like that. The full event is like, what, 4 to 8?
Yeah, want to say. 4 to 8. Yeah.
Something like, yeah. So great time to head into Catskill, experience the winter stroll.
Are you setting up outside?
No, no. They're going to be in Magpie Bookshop.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
It was freaking cold last year.
It's going to be a chilly one, but that's good. We want that.
Yeah.
Don't go take a stroll. Do a little holiday shopping. Make Catskill Bicycle Supply one of your stops. And again, there's obviously it's a bicycle supply shop. It's mostly for the cyclist in your life. But, even if you're not a cyclist, pop in. They got some stuff for everybody, including, the trail maps we talked about before, Pizza Cutter, I'm sure some other fun stuff.
Yeah. Some clothing.
Well. Yeah. Some Catskill Bicycle Supply apparel.
Yeah.
Also I wanted to shout out the DIY bike repair book that I saw in your suggestions.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a bunch of stuff for the DIYer.
Yeah.
Tools and cleaners. We have like an assortment of biodegradable cleaners, which we use, in the shop. And then like how to books. We also teach classes through the winter. So just keep an eye on our Instagram. That's at Catskill Bicycle Supply Co.
Cool.
And yeah, we list all of the classes coming up.
It's funny that I haven't asked this yet because we're talking about shopping at a bicycle shop for the holidays. Do you have any kids' bikes in stock?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so if it's like, because yeah. I have this image of a family where maybe one or both parents are really into cycling, mm-hmm. and rather than getting their kid like, the cheapy thing with the streamers, like they're like, right. I'm getting them like a legit bike.
Yeah, we have those. We have all sizes and we start them out young. So we've got balance bikes that, if you're not aware, they're pedal-less kind of kick walk around bikes. And my brother, who's also the co-owner of the shop, had his daughter on one at 18 months. So not that she was riding it, but she was like sitting on it and kicking around and getting familiar. And now she's 5 and pedaling a bike with
riding
dad.
50 miles uphill.
Exactly.
Probably way better at biking than me.
On the rail trail, like kicking around, she'll go like 3 miles.
Awesome.
Freaking far for a
kid. Yeah. And I know this is such a great active area. There's so many outdoor opportunities and, holiday shopping for kids is fun. Mm-hmm. So head on into Catskill Bicycle Supply. Once again, gift certificates through Monday. So Sunday is a great chance to go and do this. Pick one up and they'll tack on an extra 20% in value. So get even more bang for your buck.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Mountain Catskill Bicycle Supply, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, MK. Thanks for having me.
We got some Rubble Bucket bikes on KZE.
Woohoo.